This is Julie Hafley, and I'm here interviewing John Grenan for the Archives of American Art. Today is January 18th, 1979, and we're here at Mr. Grenan's apartment at 2122 Massachusetts Avenue in Washington, D.C. Mr. Grenan is registrar and archivist at the Phillips Collection and has been working there for 40 years now. And I think before we talk about the Phillips Collection, though, let's look back to your early days in Washington, and what do you recall about growing up here?
Many pleasant things. It was a quiet city. I was born in 1913, and of course, my first memories of adult talk was the war. And but I loved to have Nick the Huckster come around with his horse and wagon. We would give, I had two sisters, we would give the horse cubes of sugar, and this wonderful display of vegetables and fruits, and the clop, 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 the horses. And then there was a little donut man, and he came on foot, sort of a wheeled cart, and he had freshly baked donuts. Ice was delivered to ice boxes, 100 pounds, you know. That was from the alley part. I knew only that there was a Corcoran Gallery of Art. I was not conversant with art very much at all. I didn't find until later, I guess around the seventh, eighth grades, I was able to buy the old Vanity Fair magazine time to time, and I believe the first contemporary things I saw in color were in the old Vanity Fair. And I had the usual reproductions, promos in my room, The Blue Boy by Gainsborough, which I didn't pick out. I would cut out Maxfield Parrish reproductions, ads. I thought Joseph Urban, who designed for Ziegfeld, was just wonderful. He used to paint Packard car settings, trees and pillars, and of magazines and so forth. There was still L'Art Nouveau in the decoration, the pages, the layout. In high school, I had the good fortune to have an art teacher who would let me have old copies of Theater Arts magazine. And that's when I was taken to the theater when I was seven. On my birthday, there was old B.F. Keith's vaudeville, 4 Day. That was the theater here, except for the National. My parents went with another couple nearly every Friday, either to Keith's or to whatever was playing at the National. But there was a Polize Theater, which is where the Department of Commerce is now, diagonally across from the Treasury. There was a Belasco Theater right on Lafayette Square. And there I saw some legitimate theater. I think the last where there was a large company involved was when I was in high school. And I went with my sister and some school friends from Marjorie Webster School, and we saw the Mikado with D. Wolf Hopper pretty much on his last legs, but also Madame Schumannheit. And nobody believes this, but they were in a very good production of the Mikado. And of course, D. Wolf Hopper was a legend, so was Schumannheit. My first memories of good music came from